Y94 Morning Playhouse.
May I have your attention, please?
Welcome
to the Rat Report.
Well, I got good news and bad news.
Here we go. You ready?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Starting off the Rat Report, man, talk about a tough dude. An 80-year-old Russian man survived being thrown off a cliff by a huge bear that he chose to fight instead of run from. Basically, this brawl started when the bear stumbled onto shepherd Yusuf Alkagorov in a raspberry field. As the bear approached, Yusuf decided that his best method of self-defense was to attack with a bunch of kicks and headbutts, finally knocking the bear off balance. The bear then responded by tossing Yusuf off a nearby cliff. Somehow he survived and was hospitalized with bruises, bite wounds, and 4 broken ribs, but was released after just a few days of treatment. Wow, anybody else think this guy could have been Chuck Norris's dad?
What a weird
story. You're weird.
Weird things happen to you.
Weird, but true news.
It's weird, isn't it?
Final story for you. A Bigfoot hunt in Oklahoma led to one person being hospitalized, but not because of Bigfoot. You see, police received a 911 call from a gas station where a man had been shot in the back. When they arrived, they talked to Omar Panita, who said that he had shot his friend in the back when a barking noise spooked him during their hunt for Bigfoot. Now, the bullet actually entered the victim's back and went through his stomach. The good news? He did undergo surgery, and he's expected to be just fine. Omar's father-in-law, Perry Don James, was also arrested because he was a part of the Bigfoot hunt and carrying a gun. Problem was, he was a felon. Well, at least we know why Bigfoot's so hard to find. He's got idiots like this looking for him.
It's strange that we've never read of this in the newspapers.
The Rat Report.
Y94.